The Greater Accra Regional Minister Ni Laye Afute Agbo and the DCE for Ada John Ahotu have joined the search and rescue mission for the body of hip life musician Castro. It is expected that the body of the musician, who is feared drowned for the past 3 days, will float on the water. The DCE, John Ahotu, said the rescue mission will still continue if the body is not found today. He told Brighton Trauma there is still hope that Castro will be found alive.
Yeah, at the moment, we are discovering one of this rescue team moved to the sea. They are in the sea. Our boat cannot move, enter into the sea. It will be that discovery. So the current of the water reduced. So if really it happened that they are dead, we'll see the body by this time. That is why all the rescue team are very alert, watching the surface of the water and see whether they will see any sign of a body or any signal. So at the moment, the marine team, the local force, and then the other rescue team, they are still working.
Are you saying today is the last hope?
That's our last hope. That is today is our last hope.
So what happens if today you don't find the body?
That one, yeah, we can't say anything now at the moment, but we are hoping that today we can be able to see the body.
So will you be calling off the rescue mission if you don't find the body today?
No, until we find the body, we cannot call off the rescue team. The rescue team will still be working.
But yesterday when we spoke to you, you were having high hopes that there is a possibility that we can find the man alive.
You see, the hope is still there. But we have a time limit that we are trying to say that we really will get our brother.
That was the DCE for Ada John Ahotu.
We have our correspondent Napoleon Atukito at Ada to give us an update about missing hip life artist Castro. Napo, you're welcome once again.
Thank you very much, my good brother.
Right, so did you have any news for us?
Hello?
Did you have any news for us?
Oh, well, it is as I said, but we have now moved out from where Asamoah Gyan is lodging with his friends to another spot where we thought they first lodged before the incident happened. So we are on our way moving to another spot within the Ada area to check on what actually happened. We want to see the exact speedboat, the type that he used before he went on that expedition.
Right, did you say, I heard you say earlier, that Castro, that is the account that the fisherman gave to you, that Castro took off his life jacket before entering the water. Is that right?
That's what they told me. They said that the lady wasn't wearing the life jacket. It was Castro who was in it. And then when the lady fell off the boat in a high tidal wave, he, Castro, in a bid to rescue the lady, also took off his life jacket, because with a life jacket, he would be floating and the lady would be going down the water. So he had to take off his life jacket in order to reach the lady. And so that is what the account said. And that while in the bid to rescue the lady, also they both sank into the water.
Rabbi, do you have any news from the rescue team? How are they coordinating their efforts at the moment?
Well, I'm not with the rescue team at all, but what I saw was the Ghana Air Force helicopter patrolling the waters. Yeah, and then the marine police also doing some speedboating around the area to see. But this has been, the local fishermen are saying that they are the right boat to be tasked to do the search, because they know where the movement of the waters, and therefore if they are able to, you know, fuel their boats, they will know where dead bodies will be washed ashore, and they can deliver the body.
Right, but did they give any hint that the bodies could be retrieved today? We are told, some of us are not experts in that regard, but we are told that when such incidents happen, it normally takes 3 days for the bodies to wash ashore. Is that right?
Yeah, today is the third day, and all the fishermen say that is what should happen, that the body of Castro should be washed ashore by now, so that it lays our fears to rest, or it confirms or whatever fears we have. But they say that with what the security services are doing, it's not bad, but it won't lead the search anywhere unless they are really tasked their boats, fuels, and they go into the high seas and also patrol the shoreline to be able to find the body.
Right, Napo, before you go, so any hope of Castro being found alive, we can say, based on information you've given us, is not possible, because if what you said, that he took off his life jacket, is anything to go by, then we are not likely to find Castro alive.
Yeah, my answer to this is that he went to the speedboat with a partner, a companion, and the speedboat was found floating on the waters without the two human beings. And I must tell you that if they cannot be found on site, then probably they are, they have sunk somewhere, they have drowned. That's all I can say. And so none of the people we have spoken to here are saying that there's a possibility of they being found. They presume they're dead.
Right, but we are told that the Greater Accra Regional Minister is with the search team. Can you confirm that?
Well, I've been told by the District Assembly, but I'm also doing my rounds here in Ada, and therefore I'm not with the official team. But that is what I was told by an official source, that is the District Assembly in Ada, that the Greater Accra Regional Minister was coming. At the time I went to the offices, he told me that the District Chief Executive had gone to meet him on the way back to Ada. So I'm sure that he should be in to inspect what is happening here.
Napo, we'd want to thank you very much for that update. So that was our correspondent, Napoleon Atukito, giving us an update about the rescue efforts being made to retrieve the bodies of Castro and his female friend.